on today's show. Kia shows a cone of silence so you can listen to music as loud as you want and not bother anyone else inside the car. The all-new Chevrolet Silverado is a lot lighter, even though it's mostly made of steel. And autonomous ride-sharing could save you thousands of dollars a year. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Autonomous cars promise to revolutionize the auto industry, but we're already starting to see casualties in the high-tech field. Quanergy Systems, which is a Silicon Valley startup that's developing solid-state LiDAR, was a promising up-and-coming company just a couple of years ago. In 2014, it partnered with Mercedes. But earlier this year, Mercedes decided to switch to Velodyne's LiDAR system. You know, the one with that spinning doohickey on top of the car. And now Bloomberg reports Quanergy is looking for applications outside of the automotive industry. You know, there's at least 50 different LiDAR companies, and we expect to see most of them go belly up because the auto industry probably only needs about five of them at the most. Ford's always done well in NASCAR races at the Michigan International Speedway, and they did it again this weekend. Kevin Harvick won the race in his Ford Fusion, followed by Brad Keselowski in a second Fusion. In fact, there were six Ford Fusions in the top 10. Kyle Busch, who leads the Drivers' Championship, finished third in his Toyota Camry. And speaking of racing, Dodge revived the idea of drag racing on Woodward Avenue as a prelude to the Dream Cruise, that classic car extravaganza that takes place every August on Woodward Avenue, just north of Detroit. Dodge, along with Motor Trend's Roadkill Garage TV show and M1, the car club that features private garages and a racetrack, have organized this event. They block off a part of Woodward Avenue and invite racers and personalities to race there. Richard Rawlings, the star of the TV show Fast and Loud, faced off against NHRA's top fuel racer, Leah Pritchett, and Rawlings promptly put his Dodge Hellcat into the wall. Still to come, GM's former head of R&D says you can save thousands of dollars by giving up your car and buying your mobility instead.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Kia is showing off the next generation version of its separated sound zone technology. This system allows each passenger in the vehicle to listen to different music without using headphones, and no one else in the car can hear what you're listening to. The speakers feature technology that reduce or increase audio sound waves, which negates the overlapping of sounds heard in each of the seats, and it's sort of similar to noise cancellation systems. Not only is this perfect for families on a road trip, it could also be a great feature for ride sharing, so a passenger can listen to whatever he or she wants without bothering anyone else. Kia says the feature is another 1 or 2 years away before it's going to show up in its vehicles. And when it comes to ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft, the driver is the most expensive part of the business. So how cheap could rides be if autonomous cars eliminated the driver? Larry Burns, the former head of R&D at General Motors, did a cost analysis. The AAA says it costs 60 cents a mile for private individuals, like you and me, to operate a car. That includes the cost of the car, plus the insurance, all the fuel, and the maintenance. But Larry Burns says, with an autonomous car, that will drop to only 20 cents a mile. That's based on two people sharing that car. Burns estimates the autonomous technology will add about $5,000 to the cost of the vehicle, and he knows what he's talking about. Larry Burns is a consultant to Waymo. He also says most drivers will be able to save $5,600 a year by giving up owning a car and using autonomous ride sharing instead. Coming up next, we've got a lot more details on the all-new Chevrolet Silverado, and we'll tell you all about them right after this. Last week, we got to test drive the all-new Chevrolet Silverado, and today we can tell you what it's like to drive it. But first, an overview. Thanks to a careful diet of different-grade steels and aluminum, the Silverado is now 450 pounds lighter. That considerably improves its responsiveness and agility. It simply accelerates, brakes, and rides and handles better. In fact, GM has once again achieved what they call driving smaller than it is. Even though this is a big truck, it drives as if it feels smaller. It still rides like a truck, but exhibits far less of the body jiggle that's typical on body-on-frame pickups. That lighter weight also increases the payload 14%, which is also thanks to your choice of three different bed sizes that are 3.5 inches wider and 1.5 inches deeper. General Motors is launching this truck with two V8s, a 5.3 liter and a 6.2 liter. Later on, it has a 2.7 liter turbo 4 coming, and after that, an inline 6-cylinder diesel. But we haven't had the chance to test drive them yet. GM has four assembly plants making these trucks, but it's converting them to make the new truck one at a time. The lead plant, which is shipping trucks to dealers right now, is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It will be followed by plants in Flint, Michigan, Silao, Mexico, and Oshawa, Canada. As those other plants come online, then we'll see the full model and powertrain offerings become available. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday, when we'll have Craig Ehrlich from the exhibition house George P. Johnson talking about all the changes going on in the world of auto shows. We're also going to have what we'll call a mystery guest for now, who we can't name, but we'll tell you about who that is later in the week. That's this Thursday on Autoline After Hours. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.